The Little Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen. Audio script adapted by Diane Vandenhoven. Read by Noelle Dupuis. Far out at sea, where the water is the bluest of blue, there lies a spot so deep that it has never been measured. Sailors have crossed it, birds have flown over it, but no one knows what lies beneath the foaming water. Way down past the playful dolphins, in the schools of teeming fish, farther down than you could ever imagine, lies another world. In this mysterious place, more than just bare yellow sand covers the seafloor. There are plants with long flowing stems, swaying in the currents. Exotic fish of all sizes glide between the beautiful flowers, just as birds fly between the trees up here on land. Among these fish and flowers lies a city, and at its very center stands a magnificent castle. The walls are made of pink coral, and the tall windows are made of the clearest amber. The roof is tiled with sparkling shells that open and close as the water flows over them. Each shell holds a glittering pearl, fit for the crown of a queen. Inside the castle lives the ruler of this underwater paradise, the Sea King. For many years, the Sea King ruled alone, his wife, the queen, having long since died. He was helped by his aging mother, who looked after the castle for him. She was a clever woman, and very proud of her noble birth. She wore 12 oysters on her tail, while the other ladies of the court were only allowed to wear 6. She was also extremely fond of her granddaughters, the little sea princesses. There were 6 lovely girls, but the most beautiful of them all was the youngest. Her skin was as delicate as a rose, and her eyes as blue as the deepest sea. Like her sisters, she had no feet. Instead, her body ended in the tail of a fish. All day long, the little mermaid played with her sisters in the great...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?